If God created everything and knows everything, does that mean he is responsible for the pandemic and even decided who would die from it? Great question. Great question. And I'm going to suggest to you an answer that is truly accurate to the Christian faith and is not a desirable answer that you would say, I wanted to hear that. Responsible for the pandemic? Meaning this, there's a verse in Ephesians 1, chapter 11. It says he ordains whatsoever comes to pass. It also says that he works all things together in a way to bring good for his people and this, that, and the other. And you'll hear that and you'll go, that's where I'd love to have a conversation for 20 minutes. But saying here, you just get too little to truly, but yes, if God is not in charge, if God is not truly in charge of everything, what is he in charge? How do you trust him for anything? Do you pick it? No. The Christian community and people who sell their lives out to Christ are going to say, oh, I believe. In fact, I can show you dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of scripture texts where the Bible says of this catastrophe, of this problem, that his hand was behind it. That's why you got to keep going back to that question about bad things happening to good people. And keep in mind that he does allow what he hates, and he does hate those things. He hates this pandemic. But he allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. And I'm going to say a word. If I don't get a question asking what I am going to share about that whole issue, I will do it at the end, and I'll come back to this. But I want you to know that the answer of saying, well, God couldn't control it, and it's out of his hands, and he's just, is that the God you follow? Is that the God you want to follow? No. What you want to know is that his love is wrapped all through this stuff. And that's where our minds, we go, oh, I can't understand it. It makes sense. Go back. Go back. Remember the big board with the dot on it. And keep in mind, there are things that can happen and be real that we never fully comprehend and understand. But I'll say this, in my faith of growing as a Christian, understanding more and more of God, more and more of his ways, the more I applaud him all the time, I'll say this. I do believe, as much as I do not care to have cancer, I pray I don't have cancer, I don't want cancer, it's one of the worst things ever, 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 ever. But I tell you this, I am convinced if I get cancer and they say this is going to be a wicked, slow death, this is the worst thing you're going to ever experience, I do believe I'm going to be able to say before God, oh, I hate it, it hurts, it's painful, it's terrible, but you know what? I believe in your love. And I'm going to close with that when we come back to that, okay? But it is a great, great question. But I would not be honest if I said, no, he doesn't have anything to do with it. It just sounds good and make you feel good. But if you wanted to investigate Christianity, yep, he ordains whatsoever comes to pass. But keep in mind, he ordains what he hates to accomplish what he loves, okay?